morning. My guest this morning is David Lear from Shakespeare in the Cannery. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Roland.
So the first thing I have to ask is, why is this the fifth and final season?
Well, unfortunately, it is. And the owner of the property has some special plans for it, and he won't really tell us what it is, but we have to vacate by October 1.
Okay, well, you'll find another place, I'm sure of it.
It's
suddenly
possible.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
But for now, Shakespeare in Love is July 13th through August 5th, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
At 7.
At 7.
Gates open at 5. Bring a picnic. Bring your wine. Enjoy a good evening.
Excellent.
We do have a special preview on the 12th, Pay What You Can.
And what about the Alchemy Choir?
Oh, Alchemy? Every Friday night and possibly on the 12th, Alchemy, or not Alchemy, but Alchemia is an institute of art for people with special needs. And they have dance and art and theater, you name it. And the choir is going to come in and do two songs, one from Rent, Seasons of Love, yeah, and one from Hamilton. And I wish I could tell you what that number is, but I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
And we have a special surprise from one of the students in the dance program who does this incredible dance piece.
Well, talk a little bit about Shakespeare in Love. That is such a great play.
Yeah, it's a great movie from whence it came. It's a difficult piece to stage because it's just so quick. And our pacing has been designed to keep it moving. There's music in it, but it's a difficult piece to stage just because you have two scenes going on at one time. And so you really have to massage the tempo and the volume of both groups. It's a dumb show on one side, and the other side are the actors backstage watching what's going on stage while just going crazy back there because nothing's working.
Have you directed this before?
No, no.
Never, huh?
No. I saw it at Marin Theater, and you know, I don't remember too much about it, but one of the difficulties with this production is that we have only 13 actors. We've kind of kept our budget tight this year. That means some of them are playing three roles. So there are quick changes, and that's the other difficulty of staging this. Because some of those actors end one scene and just fold right into the next one. So it's insane, but I have a terrific group of people, and they are set to go.
What makes the Calpac Cannery Ruins, which is where you perform, what makes that such a good venue for theater?
Oh my God. First of all, it's downtown Railroad Square.
Yeah.
Great location. Second, you have these beautiful brick walls that keep us, you know, that's our perimeter. And it's just a perfect site. It's a little windy, it gets a little chilly, but we give out blankets for free to those who need them.
Right.
But it's a perfect setting. I mean, I was sitting on the railroad track 6 years ago, always liking that property. And I went, now's the time. Now's the time to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I got two partners, Chris Costin and Martin Hamilton. And we just set out as we were curved, the city was square. But they came around and they've been totally supportive.
Great.
So.
Well, as I said, I'm still hoping that Shakespeare remains in Railroad Square.
I would like to.
With you at the helm.
Well, thank you for that.
Okay. Let's tell people once again that this is the fifth and final season of Shakespeare in the Cannery, presenting the play Shakespeare in Love. July 13th through August the 5th on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. To find out information to get tickets, a good way to do it is online. Shakespeare, spelled Shakespeare, in the cannery.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.